Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a hump day Wednesday, everybody. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Hope you enjoy our show. It's Sheeman and Shepard weekdays from 2 to 6 right here in your backyard. Southwest Florida sports leader, 99.3 ESPN. Later on, we're going to talk some college hoops. March is right around the corner. Mo Casera will be here, former Hofstra basketball coach, friend of the program, and ESPN analyst. He will be here. We have plenty to talk about. We'll spend the day talking some college football with the Jalen Hurts news and the Tate Martell news as well. So stay with us. Plus, we're a day closer to the AFC and NFC championship games. A lot to discuss. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. It's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326 as well. Pete, how are you today?
I am absolutely fantastic. My new favorite high school in America, Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas.
It's a feeder system.
Thank you, Tate Martell, for coming to the U. And taking, Bevin Jordan played with you there. He's already at the U as a tight end. But Bubba Bolden wasn't. He was at Southern Cal. See ya. Coming to Miami. Pretty good safety. And then Jeff Thomas also saying he is not leaving the U now to go to Illinois. This is great news for the University of Miami. And things are on the rise, baby. You can feel it. You can absolutely feel it.
It is. It's all good news, no doubt about it. And we'll get into the Jalen Hurts thing. But I have a question for you. First, I need to ask you here, being a Wednesday, how was poker last night?
Well, it was. I turned around and there was a bit of a ruckus,
a stir.
if you will. It was about, I don't know, 12 minutes in.
It was early.
13 minutes. I think you got past the first blind. I think it was right as start as it. So about 17 minutes in, there's a ruckus on the other side of the room.
Yes.
And like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, here comes young Craig Sheeman popping his 6'3" body out of the chair.
Yeah.
It was like you were tasered.
I was glassy-eyed, wasn't I?
You were glassy-eyed. You didn't have to drink. You go glassy-eyed, and I just turned around and went, what happened? Yeah. I was on the other side of the room, and
earliest knock. I'm out.
I'm out of the contest.
I'm out of the contest, Jerry.
You said you had ace-queen.
Yeah.
You flopped a top two pair on the flop, and apparently as you got sucked out on, because it sounded like the person that knocked you out went runner straight from the way you are describing the scenario.
Yes.
So you got sucked out on a bad beat.
It was a bad beat. I should have been on Scott Van Pelt last night. It was a bad beat.
Scott Van Pelt was playing with me. He's the guy that knocked me out. But I finished 11th. I bubbled the final table. It's too bad because probably 8 were getting paid. Probably 9. I hope the final table got paid because I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
We had 80 players last night. It was fantastic. A great time. And Eric, and it's on the Instagram. It's on our Instagram account, and it's on our Facebook page as well, 99.3 ESPN. So Eric from Maine, I think he lives down here full time, but originally from Maine, he knocked me out last night. He gets $100. You remember who knocked you out?
I can't remember her name.
I couldn't even get a picture.
I know. I wasn't there long enough to take a picture.
Yeah, Karika, our street team press was looking for you.
Yeah.
You darted out of there.
And that's, you know, when you're the...
Were you disgraced? You shouldn't be...
When you're out that early, that's a walk of shame. Because it was a good crowd. It was a big crowd last night.
But we've all been there. It's happened to all of us. It sounds like you got sucked out on, from
my,
what you said.
Listen, I was not even the first person knocked out on my table.
Oh, no. There were like four right away.
It was an asininely aggressive table. Like people throwing down $3,000 bets on the first hand. I'm like, what's going on here? I'd like to warm up a little bit.
But what was in the pot first? I mean...
I don't remember. Well,
practically... 550 blinds. No one's leading with 3,000. I mean, it's stupid.
It was crazy. So, I bounced early. The lady that won was, I think she was a nurse. She said she was wearing a Florida Gator, an orange Florida Gator sweatshirt, but she says she's from Ohio State. So,
oh boy, that's weird.
I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. Oh. Well, maybe she was an Urban Meyer fan or something. I don't know.
Oh, probably.
Wearing all Urban's gear or something.
That's a shame.
Anyway. So we'll be back there the third Tuesday of February, and I will last longer. I will stay in the... in the deal longer, I
this
promise.
This ED commercial?
Yeah, or I know. It sounded kind of weird coming out of my mouth right there.
No, but look, we've all been there. We've all been there. You get it's, you know.
I was on a roll. Been playing pretty well lately, but not last night, man.
Sounded like you doubled up there. You've been real good.
I would have been sweet. I would have seen you in the final 11 if I had doubled up on that early one, man.
Man, I went car dead for about over an hour. I'm just sitting, waiting to shove. Can't. There's only so many 3-7s you can handle.
Got to be patient.
Finally, at the end, when Eric knocked me out, Ace Jack, he calls me at 6-deuce, gets a 6 on the river. But it happens.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time. Thanks for everybody for showing up. It was a good crowd.
Yes, thank you.
All right, back to the college football we're talking about.
Yes.
With Tate Martell, and he's got – so Jalen – I told the two of you yesterday, Jalen Hurts would be a good move. He's going to Oklahoma. You both poo-pooed on me.
Well, I sort of poo-pooed because I wasn't sure about Tate Martell. Now that Tate Martell
–
not as big as a poo-poo.
Okay, I got it.
All right?
Yeah, why not? Go to Oklahoma where the last two Heismans were, rejuvenate his career a little bit. He's a better passer than he was a year ago.
He's going to throw the ball more than he ever has in his life.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think he will be.
He improved.
Oh, listen to him now. See, now he's going to turn. A guy who bailed
you
out.
Boy, did you turn fast on your former Alabama.
Bailed you out in the Georgia game.
All I said is he's not Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray throwing the ball.
Well, you didn't say that exactly.
You're kind of insinuating you want him to fail.
I don't want him to fail.
Honestly,
I don't wish failure on anyone in anything ever unless you go to Duke or Auburn.
Okay.
So now you're rooting for the Patriots.
In which case, Trey Jones, you had it coming.
Now you're rooting for the Patriots.
Here's what's going to happen. Your Dolphins for the next 2 years are going to win 9 games, and you're going to end up drafting Jalen Hurts at the end of the first round.
How awesome
instead
would that
of
be?
Tua.
That's it. Mark it down. Jalen Hurts is going to win the Heisman next year in Oklahoma.
Yep.
He's going to throw for 10,000 yards next year and 87 touchdowns.
Dolphins version of Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts.
You would welcome Dak Prescott with freaking open arms.
That would be
if he ever came to the Dolphins.
I'm not a Dak Prescott fan, but that would be an upgrade.
Too good. I'm very clear about where I stand on the Miami Dolphins.
Well, you'll get Jalen Hurts in 3 years. 2 years.
That's your prize.
Next year.
That's your prize for tagging.
Yeah, Jalen's out next year. That's right. You have to wait 2 more or 3 years to get.
No, I've got to wait two years
to get Trevor Lawrence.
No, because Tua can come out next year as well. So can Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
So will Justin Herbert.
Right. By the way, why is the Patrick Mahomes jersey in your office right now? Why are you not wearing it during the show as you promised to do all week?
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cool.
No, you can wear it over that.
Well, I got blue on.
So? You don't have to match.
Why?
We're sports fans. Our teams have
got a Florida Everblades hat on
today.
That's
true.
It's pretty
which
snazzy.
Matches your sleeves. Go in there. I'll wait.
It I won't. A snazzy I won't, hat. I like
you
that
should
hat.
Wear the Patrick Mahomes just to bother Pete. We will
You're not
go
to bother me.
We're not going to play any audio. He's leaving the room, so we're flying naked right now. I've sent him off into his office to put on the Patrick Mahomes jersey.
I'm surrounded by all your bad karma and all your hate. It's not going to penetrate me. It's not. I'm Luke Skywalker. You people are Chancellor Palpatine, the
Luke
Emperor,
Skywalker,
and Darth Vader. Yeah, you're trying to turn. You're trying to get to me.
You're Darth Vader.
No, you're Darth Vader.
You're the evil Empire.
No, you're the evil Empire.
You can't flip that on me.
I just did.
You, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Everybody knows they're the evil Empire.
I'm surrounded by hate in this room. That's okay. I don't hate on anybody. I've done nothing except be
the
objective
Patriots
and logical.
Are a combination of Thanos, Darth Vader, and Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare lump her in with Cersei. Don't you shame. That is
shame.
Still, I think that is still the most dramatic scene in the history of television.
Where she's walking naked through the streets.
Naked through the streets and people throwing poop at her and peeing.
That wasn't actually her body.
No, I know it wasn't.
But body double.
What movie was that?
It was Game of Thrones.
There's nudity in Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Really?
Watch the first two seasons. I mean...
There's
Is that why you two pervs are hooked on this show?
No, because I only show the sex scenes that they show, and some of them are intense, but they're literally, I'd say, 5 to 15 seconds tops.
Yeah, not long.
Nothing dramatic, but it's they're in some intense scenes.
Yeah.
But
like if your son walked into the room while you were watching one, you'd have to shut that down.
Well, how old is your? I mean, depends.
Your TV's like 80 inches. I mean, how are you going to hide that if he walks in?
Not quite 75.
I mean, if it's a 5-year-old, it's a different story. If it's a teenager and they know about the birds and the bees, that's life. It's part of it. I mean, but that there's a scene where Cersei they finally get and they
parenting by Pete.
They go by just nudity.
What a sec. Yeah. Can we do a segment?
Parenting by Pete.
Yeah.
And then you and I, actual parents, can rain on his parade.
Yeah, I know. I love this. I love this.
We should do that. let's do it. Yeah. Parenting by Pete. I have a dog. So
it's not that hard having a kid. You throw some food in a bowl, right. Fill up the water
he
cup,
thinks it's
and
simple.
Go.
All right,
Bill Burr, the comedian.
We're gonna spitball that a little more.
Bill Burr, the comedian, does an unbelievable take. He's like, it's like Oprah talking about, and Oprah sits in all these shows and talking about, what a hard job it is to your mom, which she is not, which Oprah is not.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, really? He goes, I thought being a redhead under a roofer in the middle of the summer was hard, but no, these moms stay home, and I don't know how they do it. They put their bathrobes on, they stick a DVD in the player, the kid sits there for 3-4 hours. I don't know how they do it. He goes, then they send him up to bed on some trumped up charge. they're living the dream.
Wow.
He goes, I'm a roofer with red hair in the middle of the summer. Top that. Because I thought mining coal in West Virginia was tough. But no, these mothers who are around and stick DVDs in all day long and sit at home. And
mining for coal, tough job.
It's not my words. It's
tough job.
Get a little black lung going.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Might have short longevity with that, too. By the way, you look much better now in your red Patrick Mahomes jersey.
I'm telling you guys, it doesn't go with the navy blue, but that's all right.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It works.
Come Tuesday, you'll be wearing a Tom Brady 12 jersey. All week long during the show.
Yeah, I'll follow up on it.
Mm-hmm. I saw an elementary school somewhere in the Northeast. I didn't pay too much attention to it. They did a mosaic out of Legos.
Oh, I saw that. It was pretty cool.
Tom Brady's face. And I got
to
tell you.
No, it went from Tom Brady to Bill Belichick. That was pretty impressive.
It looked like a nice portrait.
That was a pretty impressive
thing.
Pretty
good detail.
I saw that.
I would have smashed right through it. That whole saggy face. I'd have busted Legos.
Just
all over
a right
place.
Foot right to right to the bridge of the
right
nose.
Right to the Legos.
Just your violent people, full of hate and jealousy.
Speaking of NFL,
fear, anger.
Bruce Arians is now my favorite coach in the NFL.
I love
just based on his comments yesterday.
I'm telling you, he's unbelievable.
Going after Antonio Brown like that.
They played the whole thing this morning on Pro Football Talk. It was riveting stuff.
So those that don't know, Bruce Arians used to be the offensive coordinator with the Steelers like in 2010.
Think about that receiver.
Yeah, 2010 and 11. Oh.
Hines Ward and
Hines
all those guys.
Ward, Mike
Antonio
Thomas,
Brown,
Antonio
Holmes.
Brown, and Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
But he said Antonio Brown's not the guy we drafted back then.
No.
Always a hard worker, never criticized that. Of course, he used to show up for work back then. But he said he's become a diva. I like that. Poor communication.
Yes.
And a diva. Yeah.
Yep.
I like coaches are so careful not to criticize other players, particularly other players that are not on their team. And if Arians is going to take his first shot of the ball over this is great. This means this guy's going to speak his mind. This is going to be a lot of fun in Tampa.
Oh, we knew that was going to happen. This guy is just a welcome open arms for Buccaneer fans.
I wish he had said this much when he was an analyst for Fox.
Well, you know why they don't? Because if he does, you don't get a coaching job. That's the thing. Now we can do it. Now we see if
they have to be exclusive.
I'll tell you another thing. I don't know if you guys heard this yesterday. I heard it this morning. Replay. If Sean Payton, if they lose to the Rams, I'm going to tell you right now, I think there's a greater than a 50-50 chance.
What? Where are you going?
He is going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm telling you, Jerry Jones went on the radio yesterday and basically said it. They asked him about how safe Garrett was. Well, you know, you got to hear it. I don't know if we can find it. It was on 105.7, the ticket, I think, down there, right, Craig?
5-3.
Yeah. 5-3. Yeah. Whatever it is. And this was even beyond reading between the lines. And I'm telling you, if Sean Payton loses, if they lose to the Rams, the first guy that's going to call him is Jerry Jones, and he is going to get an offer to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe he doesn't take it, but he is going to get an offer.
Is he still under contract?
That's going to be a big one.
And is this tampering?
Well, he didn't say his name per se.
Okay.
But you knew exactly who he was talking about. If you hear the interview, you knew exactly what he meant.
Hmm.
So just a little nugget just to keep, you know, keep up there. Say, yep, you heard it here first.
All right.
Don't be surprised. They're probably thrilled Cowboy fans. I would be if I was a Cowboy fan.
Well, Peyton was under Parcells when he was with the Cowboys. So he's been with the organization before.
Remember, Jason Garrett was hired. Do you remember when they hired him? What happened? He was hired, but he was either going to be, they didn't know he was going to be the head coach. He was either going to be the offense coordinator or the head coach. They really didn't give him a definitive answer right away until all their other options were done. They said, okay, Jason, now you can be the head coach.
I don't even remember that.
I'm telling you, it's.
Oh, yeah, I think I do remember that now. You're right.
It's an interesting scenario, just something to keep in the back of your mind if you hear the replay from Jerry Jones yesterday on the Dallas sports radio station. Sean Payton is going to get a call if the Rams beat, and even if the Saints win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I still think he's going to get a call. He's just way they can't say anything on the record now while he's still coaching.
Well, that is something to keep an eye on.
Yes, it is.
All right, very.
Do not say that lightly.
Intriguing minds want to know more.
Yep.
Is Sean Payton unhappy in New Orleans?
Well, there's been some tension there, a little bit.
Well, okay, let's go back. I mean, he, a few years ago, was basically suspended for the season and lost $5 million for Bountygate. That was more the league than the team. And I figured he just had this love fest with Drew Brees, and if Drew Brees is going to be back for another year or two, I can't see those two parting ways yet.
I could.
Really?
Yeah, I could. I don't think it has anything to do with Brees.
Yeah.
I think that's not the problem.
I mean, I could see Jerry Jones making a phone call if that's what's going to go on there.
Yeah, I think the phone call is going to be made. Art Rooney, 8 minutes ago, Art Rooney the second, on Antonio Brown being back with the Steelers, quote, not many signs that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And again, they're engaged in preliminary trade talks involving Brown. He says they have not engaged yet in preliminary, which you wouldn't expect on the record anything to happen to March 12th, 13th.
I was reading a piece this morning, and I wish I could remember what it was, that was making a strong case for the Colts to go after both Antonio Brown, give Andrew Luck a weapon like Peyton Manning used to have with Harrison, and then to go after Le'Veon Bell. Because the Colts were one of the teams we mentioned in the show yesterday that are way under the salary cap. They could actually afford Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
You add two weapons to the overachieving season that the Colts offense had this year, it got my attention. I don't know if they would. Colts typically don't like malcontents like Antonio Brown. But anyway, it was an interesting food for thought. All right.
And do you have faith? Well, yeah, we're late, but
it wasn't a big name piece. I don't know. It may have been a local yokel that it was just dreaming out loud. All right. So coming up in a minute, you said something to keep an eye on with Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Two other stories when we come back that you, the sports fan, have to keep an eye on when we come back. They involve Cam Newton and LeBron James.
Yes.
We will tie that all together for you here on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Jamming it. Not at the Roxbury style.
This is this is the greatest. I was DJing. Great, great tune. What's this? Is one word, one name guy, right? What's it called? Like
Hadaway.
Hadaway. Yeah, great stuff.
That's good stuff.
A couple good hits. Yeah.
All right, very good. Phone number 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
I think I'm going to go 90s dance music today.
Good.
Okay.
Nice theme right. for everybody.
Watch some one-hit wonders. Let me. I'm your guy.
I got a nice little list that I've been coming up with over the last 25 years. So I'm excited for this.
All right. That's very good. Do you know the song, the number one song, like the day you were born in the 90s? That's always a fun thing to research.
I don't. Let me look this up.
Mine was Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock by the Bay.
Yeah, that was
great song.
Yeah.
You might have had the best song ever.
Not bad, huh?
Because you were born, what, in 67?
68.
How are you younger than me?
Because I am. It's awesome.
Fact.
And you know what? That will never change.
Damn it. What's your birthday?
68.
No, but what month?
I'm 2 weeks before your birthday. I'm in March.
Wilson Phillips, Release Me.
Oh my
God. Hold on, no. I went the wrong week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
James Ingram.
Ooh,
which one? On the Wings.
I Don't Have the Heart.
That's a great song. I don't have
the Wings of Love is a better song.
No, I Don't Have the Heart.
Yeah.
Man, see, 2 weeks later, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby is so you. Yeah. I'm telling you, that would be, actually, it's kind of me.
See, what mine is, and yours is 2 weeks before me.
Yeah.
So I'm March 26th.
No, we're a year apart.
Yeah, I'm March.
You need to look at March, the last week of March 1967.
March 26th, 1967.
With the number one song.
I was born on Easter Sunday. It only has happened three times since then.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was. That's the way my mother feels when it hasn't happened on my birthday.
It was what?
March 26, 1967.
That would be the Turtles, Happy Together.
Oh, great tune.
Nice tune. That very mellow. Very good tune. I like it.
Was that in...
Yeah, I lost this game.
No, hang on. Was that in... Happy Together was also in Guardians of the Galaxy. I believe that was a song in there, the second one.
Really?
Week of March 25th. It actually had a three-week run. March 25th, April 1, April 8.
Oh. Yeah. What was Craig in 68? March 12th, 1968?
Mine should have been Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. You know, I've Googled that numerous times. See if Chris comes up with the same thing. Okay, good.
Awesome. That's two really good tunes.
Yeah. All right.
I can't see me loving nobody but you. I'm awesome.
Well, the song's awesome. All right. So, a couple of things to keep an eye on in the sports world. We like to be kind of heads up on stuff around here. Let me start off with Cam Newton. If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, be prepared to not see him for another couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. I agree. One season.
Well, one full season. And so, like, the 2020 season, you may see him. And then the work stoppage is 2021, so whatever. So, their new owner there, David Tepper, did his first exclusive long-form interview here. And he says he's trying to keep options open and try to have as much cap space as possible because he doesn't really ever want to go in a tank mode or losing mode. He always wants to be prepared to win. What he's beating around the bush here is Cam Newton might not play football next year because of this shoulder situation. They lost their last seven or their last eight games. They finished 7-9. Cam Newton clearly was disabled playing on the football field with the sore shoulder.
No doubt.
He had a bad shoulder a couple of years ago as well. And remember, he came back a lot quicker than Andrew Luck did. They were kind of going through this at about the same time. And Cam got back on the football field and Andrew Luck didn't. But anyway, here's David Tepper, concerned about Cam Newton's shoulder on Panthers.com.
Of course I'm concerned about it. I think, you know, we and him are going to do everything we can to try to make that shoulder better. So I'm not going to be panicking about Cam's shoulder this year. I don't think we're going to panic about Cam's shoulder this year. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully he's great. Let's face it, we got some great young receivers on this team that can be better. Well, they'll get better. They're brand new. They're basically effectively two rookies last year because Samuel's first year he was injured. So we need to be able to throw the ball down the field. And I'm very hopeful that Cam's shoulder will be better as we start next year.
All right. Hopeful is not a treatment. So one of two things.
It isn't? What do you mean?
I'm just saying. I'm helping the people read in between the lines.
There are things called holistic healers.
Oh.
You saw George Costanza go through one as well. Remember?
Yeah. turn his face purple.
You're eating too much dairy.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe just as simple as that.
Here's two things. They can sit here and rest it throughout the entire offseason and hope that when he comes back, there's no pain, and then there will be pain, and then they shut him down next year. Or they need to go have surgery and clean up whatever's wrong with her, and he'll be out next year anyway. But it does not look good, in my opinion.
Does Cam want to go through with this? That's going to be the other thing.
Does he have a choice?
Does he want to go through with it?
I mean, it's the last year of his contract.
Well, okay. What happened to Andrew Luck bodes well for him, showing that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. I mean, Andrew Luck was in this dark space where he didn't know he'd ever play again. And if Andrew Luck was not playing this year, then I would say Cam would worry about it undergoing the knife. It could end your career. But I think at this point it's necessary. He's not just going to come back, rest, and then come back and be fine. There was something wrong with him.
I don't think they want him to go through, nor does the organization want to go through what the Colts went through, which was a different story / half-truth / lie every week from 2 Augusts ago about Andrew Luck. He's out there. Well, he's riding a bike. He's throwing a Nerf ball. Now he's throwing no balls. Now he's not throwing NFL balls. I mean, there was a different story every week for 2 years.
Would it be the worst thing, though? Because we saw what the glaring needs were for the Indianapolis Colts when Andrew Luck is out.
Right.
We saw that the line was not very good. Well, when you stink like the Colts did 2 years ago,
you get Quentin Nelson,
and now all of a sudden you're able to draft a guy like Quentin Nelson to shore up that offensive line.
So what I'm hearing is go unofficial tank mode for a year.
I don't even want to say tank mode, just...
But Jacoby Brissett lead the way with a new offensive line coach, by the way, because they fired DeGuglielmo yesterday.
Is if you're the Panthers...
See what your needs
are. Cam Newton is not... You're not winning with last year's version of Cam Newton.
Right.
So get him healthy.
Right.
Do your surgery in Europe, wherever you got to go. Get your platelets matched up with your ions and the freons.
That's good.
Be good to go.
Right.
And if it means you have to throw a year away, then it means you have to throw a year away. But better you throw 1 year away than make the last 3 years of your career ones that aren't very memorable.
Right.
Because Cam Newton, without that ability to take hits to his shoulder, I said it all last year. Like, Cam Newton, part of what makes him Cam Newton is his ability to run the ball.
Fact.
The fact that he is so mobile, that he is 6'6" and as big as a linebacker out there.
Yeah.
If he becomes strictly a pocket passer, he's not great.
Right.
You know, he's an MVP when he can run the ball.
Okay, so what do? You go with Carolina, you stay with Kyle Allen, they beat New Orleans the last game of the season, big deal. New Orleans played nobody. The kid from Houston, he's 6'3", 210. You roll the dice with him for a year and see if he can make it?
I don't know what you do, but I don't think rushing Cam Newton back on the field is a good idea.
I totally agree with that.
And it's a much quicker, patient rebuild than, say, what your Dolphins are going to have to do, which looks like a 3-year process. This is basically taking 1 year off, getting your quarterback right. You go 3-13.
They've got pieces
around there, man.
Get
more pieces.
Do you have faith that the Dolphins will tank in the proper way?
No.
They feel like they're going to win 5 games and screw it up.
I think they're going to go Buffalo Bills 2 years ago. I think it's going to start out okay as far as tanking.
That good.
Then all of a sudden, we're 500.
No,
and now we're in the hunt for the playoffs, so how can you tank? They were tanking it.
They were. But Chris went over the opponents. We don't have the schedule, but we have the opponents. And we were hard pressed to find three wins.
Right. You go through in the division.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got 4 games against the Bills and Jets.
And you're gonna split with the Patriots.
Let's say the Pats sweep the Dolphins next year, and the Dolphins get 1 against the Bills, 1 against the Jets.
Okay.
There's two wins.
That's best case scenario.
Best case scenario.
For wins, yeah.
Right, best case scenario. They play the NFC East.
Yeah.
They're not better than the Cowboys. They're not better than the Eagles. I don't think they're better than the Giants, and they might be better than the Redskins.
Could get the Redskins without their
quarterback
settled.
Depending on what happens with their quarterback.
Right.
I believe it's the AFC North as well.
Yep.
So you're not better than Cleveland, not better than Baltimore, not better than Pittsburgh.
Maybe Cincinnati.
So now we're at maybe 4 wins.
Yeah.
And then your crossover opponents within the AFC are the Colts and the Chargers.
Except it never works out that
way. Not better than either one of those teams.
I know that, but it never works out that way on paper. When you do that thing,
Wait a minute.
Win, loss, win, loss.
I was spot on the Lions this year.
But now with your wins.
They might have been a different
no,
wins.
No, no, but, not,
but
yeah,
we were
no,
6 and
were.
10 like I predicted.
No, you were. You did nail it.
It's the schedule that you're looking for when you're going to tank.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it.
I don't know
NFC East, AFC North.
I'm just wondering how Mr. Ross and Chris Greer, how this has to be delicately handled.
I don't think it does, Pete.
Well, I agree because I think Miami fans are smarter than that. I'm giving them – fans are smarter than the owners think.
Yeah.
They're going to realize right away – I'm just wondering, just from a marketing standpoint, how the Dolphins are going to do this. How are you going to sell season tickets?
From a marketing standpoint, you know what?
Start the Trevor Lawrence campaign?
You're not going to sell out The Rock next year unless you play in the Bills, the Pats, or the Jets, and then their fan base comes in and takes over the place.
You will sell out next year the way this team's shaping up.
I don't know about that. They still need a quarterback for next year.
They got one.
No, Tate Martell can't play until 2020.
However, he's lawyering up. He's going to make the argument that because Ohio State abruptly changed coaches, that he should be able to play next year. Good luck. I love it.
No, so if you're the Miami Dolphins, you're going to take a PR hit next year in Miami with the true Miami Dolphin, your season ticket base.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get it back twofold as soon as you get a legitimate quarterback in that building.
Right.
So, okay, you're paying the price in 2019 to hopefully reap the rewards in 2020 and beyond.
Yeah. All right. It's great food for thought. Coming up, as we told you, watch out for the possibility of the big story about Cam Newton. We're going to come back later. We've got Sound Street coming up. We've got Mo Cassera. He's going to talk some college basketball with us.
How about Virginia last night?
How about that? Looking good on both ends of the floor.
They're at Duke Saturday.
It's going to be a good one.
What a game.
So
they're going to wipe Duke off the floor.
That'd be a hell of a game.
We'll talk to him about that. And then another heads up story to keep an eye on that involves LeBron James and his availability or lack thereof.
I'll
connect the dots for you there as well. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound,
but they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
And Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at optimalmale.net. Start you off with Bruce Arians, my new favorite coach, because he talks trash, and he's the new head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Talking about Antonio Brown on Adam Schefter's podcast. By the way, Adam's podcast was like right after he talked to us yesterday, but that's okay. He called Antonio Brown a diva.
What is your assessment of what's going on there with your experience with Antonio and the Steelers from afar?
It's just too much miscommunication, too much diva. You know, I just don't. I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anybody on Sunday, and he practices hard. They just got to make better decisions off the field, be on time, do some of those little things.
Was that the Antonio that you knew and drafted back in 2011 or whatever year it was?
He was hardest working. He and Emmanuel Sanders, boy, they went after it because Mike Thomas always telling two dogs, one bone. At that time, we had Mike Wallace, Hines Ward, and we had a pretty good room for one of them to get on the field. And by the end of the season, they were both winning for us to go to the Super Bowl.
And that was Bruce Arians. Again, we mentioned this earlier, the wide receiver lineup on that team in that particular year.
But he's got talent with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
He's got a lot of talent. I think Godwin... He came on at the end of the season for them.
I agree.
If they're going to move on from Humphreys, I think.
Yeah. But they want, what's his name, to come back?
Jackson.
Sean Jackson.
Yeah, they need
That's $10 million. I'm not entirely sure that's going to happen. That could be a hard cut. That's $10 million.
$10 million is a good price for him.
I know.
But I'd get rid of him, to be honest.
Really? He's got great speed.
He's got great speed, but...
He hasn't
You're
been
paid $10 million for what I think is the third best receiver on that team.
You might as well keep him and keep those. That helps out Mike Evans. Keep the speed. You got to stretch the field. Evans likes to go downfield.
I think Evans has. I agree with you to a point, but I think what Aaron's is going to do is going to start utilizing their two double tight end, Howard and Brate, and get them going. Get them going.
So if you got three receivers,
basis.
You know, three receivers, a running back, two tight, you can't have all those guys on the field at the same time.
Well, that's the same problem they had in Pittsburgh, and they got to a Super Bowl. That's what you need.
You had one tight end in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Bruce Arians.
Heath Evans. Not Heath. Heath. Tight end for the Steelers.
What was his name?
No, it was Heath. Jesus.
Not Heath Ledger.
No. God. Dead.
Wow, yeah. All right, y'all looking
good. Yeah.
Arians is static. Remember when he did his job interview with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he also had to take a physical. And he said he got a C. Wasn't an A, wasn't a B. He got a C on his medical physical that the Bucs put him through. This is on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM.
Man, yeah. Man, they gave me this unbelievable physical, and they said I got a C. That's like the best news I've had in like 10 years. I got a C on the physical.
You got a C.
And, I mean, C's were always great for me, Wolf. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, though, B, that's not necessarily great. Because I know what a C looks like as well.
When you've been an F health-wise for 10 years, a C is great.
That's pretty good.
Heath Miller.
Heath Miller, yeah.
Thank you.
He's all pro.
Jerry Jones. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. Was asked on 105.3 The Fan the other day if Jason Garrett were available. He said he'd had five offers to be a head coach elsewhere. Okay,
wrong.
If Jason Garrett had been out on the market 2 weeks ago, he would have had five offers for head coaching. I know that. You've got to look at what your alternative is. We've got a very young team. We've got a team that we've got going in a direction. We've got players we've got going in a direction. You make changes, and you're going to change direction.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have got any offers.
I don't think
maybe
he would either.
One. I don't think one to none.
Mike McCarthy got no offers.
Yeah.
What makes you think Jason Garrett's going to get?
Well, somebody will argue. Well, Mike just said Jets or bust, so it wasn't that. But
that was Mike saving face because he was getting no other offers.
Agreed,
in my opinion,
agreed. I don't think Jason Garrett got any
going
offers.
In a direction.
Yeah.
And when you make a coaching change, they'll change directions.
Yeah. What direction is that, Jerry?
If you heard Jerry yesterday on the ticket in Dallas, you will see quite clearly reading between the lines, he is not ruling out going after Sean Payton if the Saints lose or when they lose or when they win. Whatever it is, he's going after him. Hmm. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Going to require draft picks from the Saints, for the Saints. Damian Woody responding on Golic and Wingo to Jerry Jones' comments on Jason Garrett.
I'm going to give Jason Garrett some credit. You know, he's had some success with the Dallas Cowboys, but, I mean, I would say in the regular season, but as far as the postseason, not so much. I think that's being a little bit optimistic about saying five offers that he would be able to, you know, be able to pick from. So, I think that's just Jerry being Jerry in this particular situation.
Jerry being Jerry. Jerry also blames the shoes.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
And poor footing out in Los Angeles for the loss to the Rams. Now, remember, the Rams said they knew what the Cowboys were doing defensively and could run around it all day long. But Jerry says, no, we need to, if I had it to do over again, we would take a closer look at the shoe equipment. Does that mean he's going to fire the equipment manager for not having it? Because you can't change to longer spikes at halftime.
Of course you can. These guys, during situations like this,
they bring, change between series.
I'm being real generous here.
They bring anywhere from 3 to 5 pairs of cleats to these games when they know the situation is going to be, you know, iffy. So what an embarrassment he is. I swear to God. Good luck. Good luck. You're not winning a Super Bowl with that guy at the helm. It ain't going to happen. Sorry,
it's been done
Cowboy
before.
Fans.
See, that's the Patriot way. Patriot way, you bring 3 or 4 shoes. Cowboys, they just roll with
what
they have.
Ain't going to happen.
Richest franchise in the world.
Yeah. Good.
One pair of shoes.
Great. One pair of shoes.
Speaking of shoes, you all seen these who's going to debut? One of your Celtics. Is Jason Tatum debuting a brand new shoe? It doesn't have any laces. It's got like cables inside of it and all this technology.
Cables?
Yeah.
I mean cables.
Look it up.
Like cables.
like in the inner workings of the shoe, and they tighten on their own. There's like a toggle button on the side of the shoe for more.
Well, they
or less.
Got golf shoes out that I believe they're FootJoy, yeah. Where there's a little knob on the back heel,
yeah,
and you can loosen and tighten the. They're like cables, yeah. I mean, they're where the laces are, but and you can do them like that. So
next generation of shoe,
like Back to the Future stuff.
Yeah,
is it legal?
Yeah.
Soon it won't
well,
be.
Actually, it was inspired by Back to the Future.
Saw, I, you
because
know what?
The designer for
that.
Nike was asked 20 years ago to design a futuristic-looking shoe for Back to the Future, which took place in 2015, by the way.
They're pretty soon they'll just play video games and determine who wins the NBA championship.
The same, they've got an the NBA thing. 2K league.
Yeah, they do.
Sponsored by the NBA.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Yeah. Just chuck up threes all day.
51 points in the first quarter at Denver last night, Golden State. 10 three-pointers.
Glad I didn't watch it.
Oh, boring, my. I put it
boring,
on because
boring.
This week you've got the league pass is free on Bleacher Report Live.
Oh, yeah?
So I turned it on last night. Just I was watching Carolina getting frustrated with that game.
Yeah.
And put it on. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is getting out of hand quickly.
Let me reframe this for you here. First of all, Denver's 18-3 at home. Okay.
They were number one in the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they scored 39 points in the first quarter themselves and got blown out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve.
The league is unwatchable. That game, that kind of, it's not, it's unwatchable.
Well, and you look at what happened last night. You had Golden State scoring 51 in the first quarter. Miami went into Milwaukee and got the doors blown out. I think they lost by 38 points.
Yeah.
And the Sixers beat the T-Wolves. Two teams that I think you could say they're pretty comparable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Young, talented.
Yeah.
The Sixers beat them by 42.
That's unbelievable.
It's unwatchable because if you're not making 35% of your threes, you're getting blown out.
Steve Kerr says getting back to the top of the West is quite an accomplishment.
Great.
I'm very proud of our guys, considering where we were a couple months ago. A lot of injuries, everything else, and now here we are. You know, we've really settled in and feels like this is a really good stretch of basketball for us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Look, really look, proud catch, of catch, those look, four all-stars getting back to the number one seed. Good job, guys.
Wait scores, let's see scores last night. 76ers 149, Timberwolves 107, Pacers 131, Suns 97, Hawks 142, Thunder 126.
You know, that did kind of die down for a while. Like,
Bucks,
defense was catching up.
But now 86.
It's getting out of control again.
Warriors 142, Nuggets 111.
Pete says unwatchable. How much you want to bet he's watching Toronto, Boston tonight?
Fact.
I'll be out to dinner tonight.
It'll be on a TV wherever you're at.
All the Celtics games that are national TV get taped automatically. So,
all right.
But no, I'd actually, I would probably, I'd be, if I was home tonight, which I will not be, I would probably watch Bruins Flyers a lot more. They're on national TV as well. I'd be watching hockey
more than
basketball.
Much less scoring. Mo Casera will talk college basketball with us. And I still have my LeBron theory that you need to watch out for. We'll get to that at the bottom of next hour as well. Plus, we'll have a Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab brought to you by Signs in One Day in Fort Myers. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.